听力课堂,听class.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to justvocabulary.com. If you're listening to us via Facebook, please share the words or send them to friends. That way you promote the show, we get more listeners, and that's always great. Today's two words,
ineffable
and
lol.
Let's get started with our first word,
ineffable.
Ineffable. The performance was so moving it could only be described as ineffable.
Ineffable.
David Attenborough's Planet Earth shows the ineffable beauty of her planet.
Ineffable.
In ancient Egypt, the pharaoh was so sacred his name was ineffable.
Ineffable.
Ineffable is spelled I-N-E-F-F-A-B-L-E.
Ineffable.
What does it mean? Ineffable is an adjective, and that means it describes the noun, basically. And something that's ineffable is not able to be described in words. Something ineffable causes a lot of emotion, especially pleasure. For instance, the beauty of our earth is ineffable. That means it's too great or too extreme to be expressed or described in words. But ineffable can also mean unutterable. As in my example sentence, the pharaoh was so sacred his name was ineffable. That means it was forbidden to mention his name. His name was not to be uttered. Ineffable is derived from the Latin ineffabilis, which means unutterable. Something that's ineffable is unutterable because it's too great to be described through words. It can also be too sacred to discuss. But nowadays, ineffable is often used in less serious contexts to describe something that's difficult or impossible to describe in words. Some synonyms: indescribable, inexpressible, or unutterable. And two antonyms: describable or expressible. Great, let's move on to our next word, lol.
Lol.
Mark was tired of the week and spent Sunday afternoon lolling and reading in his hammock.
Lol.
When my dog stopped playing and laid down in the shade with his tongue lolling out, I knew it was time to head home.
Lol.
To my best friend, vacations are meant for lolling about the pool and relaxing.
Lol.
The word lol is spelled L-O-L-L.
Lol.
What does it mean? You might have noticed it's a verb, and it means to recline in a relaxed and lazy position. To lull means to sit, lie, or stand in a lazy, relaxed way. It's often used with the preposition about. Example, we decided to just lull about rather than doing any sort of formal activity.
Lull.
So lull is to sit, lie, or hang down in a relaxed, informal, or uncontrolled way. Now, lol can also refer to things that hang loosely, like in my example sentence, the tongue of a dog. Some synonyms for the verb lol: lounge, sprawl, loiter, and two antonyms, stand or move. And that's it for today's episode. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the show. If you have any feedback on the show, if you have any ideas or thoughts on the show, share it with me, info@justvocabulary.com. And today's $5 winner is Mitch. Congratulations.